everyone. Welcome back to Relax with Animal Facts. I am Steph Wolf, and today I'm going to be learning with you about some of our furry, scaly, or possibly even slimy friends. And in today's case, it is definitely going to be a furry friend of ours, because we are covering the oh-so-wonderful guinea pig. This is one of the most requested episodes so far, and so I have many of you to shout out. This episode is dedicated to AJ, Anna, Claudia, Robert, Julia, Maya, Sarah, Stacy, Carrie Ann, Laura, Cammie, and Hannah. Thank you all for sending in your request, and I hope you enjoy the show. If you would like to request an animal for a future episode, you can do so by going to relaxwithanimalfacts.com and going on the Animal Request tab. For 4 extra Relax with Animal Facts episodes every single month, you can go to patreon.com/relaxwithanimalfacts. It costs around 3 cents a day, and you can cancel at any time. There's even a free trial. And so I look forward to seeing you there. A huge shout out to George Vlad, who has equipped the show with all of our ambiances and wildlife sounds. I have left his YouTube and his website in the description, and so I encourage all of you to go check him out. And now we are going to begin to wind down a little bit. If you are new, I welcome you with open arms to the Animal Podcast family, and if you are a returning listener, you know what I am going to be asking of you. I have 3 primary exhortations for you. My first encouragement to you is that you put on a simple pair of shoes that are comfortable. We are not going to be needing any special shoes for this trip. And my second exhortation is that you realize perhaps where you are carrying some tension. It can be tremendously difficult to relax while stiff as a board. It can be like trying to jump with your legs fully extended. You're not going to move very much. And if you are not exactly sure what is tense for you, or it doesn't jump out right away, you can start scanning from the bottom of your feet, working your way up to the head. Maybe you'll find that you're clenching your hands or your legs. It is most common to be tensing the shoulders or the neck. And bring up in your mind some Jell-O, whatever flavor you'd like, and do your best to impersonate it. Really become the Jell-O. And my last encouragement to you is that you give your mind permission to wander and journey with me as we go into a field in Peru where the guinea pig used to reside. Peru is a truly magnificent place. The grandness of its scenery, of its mountains, combined with its diversity of wildlife, makes it a paradise for animal lovers. And today's adventure, I think, is an absolute first. You may have heard, before we went into our environment, that we are going where the guinea pig used to reside. They don't actually live here anymore. No natural or wild population of this species exists in the wild. The guinea pig is an entirely domesticated creature, and according to some accounts of history, were domesticated in Peru around 3,000 years ago. This is the one animal so far that, if we were to go somewhere where they were today, we'd just have to go into the homes of people in the United States and Canada and elsewhere. And so today we are doing maybe a little bit of time travel to a Peruvian field 3,000 years ago. And the word we are using, guinea pig, is the common name for this creature. Their scientific name is Cavia porcellus. Cavia is not exactly a Latin word. It is derived from the animal's name in the language of the Galibi tribes that were once native to the French Guiana. And so it is a Latinization of a word in another language. That same word might be an adaptation of a Portuguese word which is remarkably similar, that comes from a Tupi word, which basically means rat. And so their scientific name would seem to suggest that they are rat pigs, which might not seem like the most flattering distinction. And so they of course resemble many other cavies in having their robust body, tiny limbs, large head and eyes, and short ears. The soles of their feet are without hair, and they have tiny, sharp claws. The amount of toes will differ on the forefeet versus the hind feet, a characteristic that is common to many creatures. They have 4 toes on their front feet and 3 on their hind. And there are several different breeds of domesticated guinea pigs, similar to how we have many different breeds of dogs. They are distinguished oftentimes by the texture of their coats, the length of their hair, and other such physical characteristics. Now, among rodents, which they are considered to be, the guinea pig is pretty big. It weighs about 1 to 3 pounds, around 1,500 grams, and has a body that's between 8 to 16 inches long, or 20 to 40 centimeters. They do have a tail, but it is not actually visible to us. Their fur does a good job of hiding that. The color of their fur can change a lot. It can be tan, white, reddish or chocolate brown, cream, black, or a combination. The American Cavy Breeders Association officially recognizes 13 different types of guinea pigs. There is actually a species called the Teddy guinea pig, which is apparently the friendliest of all guinea pigs. They have the easiest temperament and are the most loving. Now, perhaps this will stir a debate among many guinea pig owners, but I am not going to get into that. One distinction that might be important for us to make, given their similarities, is that the guinea pig and the hamster are not the same. They are in the same family, the cavy family, but they are an entirely different species. A hamster is about half the size of a guinea pig. Hamsters are also much less social, and the same toys that are given to hamsters, those exercise wheels or those balls, are not actually a good idea for the guinea pig. They have a different anatomy, a differently shaped spine, and so their backs cannot bend in the way that is needed to use such devices. And so if you are a guinea pig owner, don't get them a hamster ball. There are 5 non-domesticated members of the genus Cavia that are also called guinea pigs. Let us remember that the scientific name of the guinea pig is Cavia porcellus, but there are creatures like the Brazilian guinea pig, as it is called. Its scientific name is Cavia aparia, the shiny guinea pig, also called the Cavus fulgida, the montane guinea pig, Cavia teschudi, the greater guinea pig, the Cavis magna, and the sole guinea pig, the Cavus intermedia. So all of these creatures are members of the same genus, Cavia, but they are different in some crucial ways. Now we can be glad that these formidable predators are herbivorous, not carnivorous. This means that they eat exclusively fruits and vegetables. Some of their favorite treats are broccoli and carrots, something that I wish was my favorite treat. But life goes on. Most guinea pigs are equipped with 20 teeth that have no limit on their growth. They will just continue to grow and to grow, teeth that are referred to as open-rooted teeth. And these, of course, need regular care in order to stay healthy. Munching on something like hay all throughout the day helps to file down their teeth and keep them from overgrowing. If their teeth get much too long, then they will of course have a very hard time eating. With these open-rooted chompers that they have, they can do just that. Chomp. It is relatively uncommon, as they tend to be more on the loving side. When they are particularly afraid or stressed, they may resort to biting. If a guinea pig does bite, it means that something is seriously wrong, or at least that they perceive it to be seriously wrong. And one interesting fact, when comparing the hamster, the rat, other such rodents to the guinea pig is diurnal, which means that they are awake mainly during the day. Hamsters and rats are considered to be nocturnal, so the guinea pig tends to be more in line with the typical human schedule than the hamster or the rat. And these little guys are pretty active. They will be awake for around 20 hours per day. They love to play in makeshift tunnels, large piles of hay and pipes, and so guinea pigs are typically really good pets for active households. And one perhaps less intuitive fact is that guinea pigs can swim. It's not something they really like doing for the most part, but if they ever need to, they can. Some guinea pigs have been seen to swim for more than 5 hours at a time, if need be. But as we just learned, they don't really like it all that much, so it is best to keep them out of the water. They will live typically between 5 to 10 years of age. There is one guinea pig that has made the Guinness Book of World Records for the longest life, and that is 14 years and 10 and a half months old. His name was Snowball, and he lived in the UK. But Snowball's age is not the most typical. Most guinea pigs, however, will live to the age of 5 or 6. They make about 11 different sounds as it currently stands. They are most known for their weak, weak sound, but that is only one of 11. Each of these sounds will have their place, and that infamous weak, weak is usually a communication of excitement. They can perform a chutting sound, which is like a purring when they are relaxed, or they can let out these high-pitched squeaks that indicate an alarmed or scared guinea pig. They can also do cooing sounds to soothe and comfort one another, or they can chatter, showing their teeth with a visual display if they want some space or if they are not particularly pleased. The guinea pig is a master of communication. Of course, it is worth mentioning that if you are considering getting a guinea pig as a pet, to really do your research. There are, of course, benefits, but also challenges to owning a guinea pig. Being mindful of the space around you, ensuring they have adequate mental stimulation, all of these things should be considered if you're thinking about getting a guinea pig. And here's a little dad joke for you before we go into the name of the creature. What did the guinea pig say to the other at dinner? "Let us eat." That joke is a little bit less bad than the others we have done, but it is the best joke that I could find. And now let's move to the name of the creature, guinea pig. Where does this name come from, or what does it mean? Well, unfortunately, the most accurate answer is that we don't know. The etymology of the name guinea pig is a subject of a lot of debate. There are different theories as to how it came about, but none are absolutely concrete. According to Encyclopedia Britannica, the first part of their name, guinea, may have been derived from the price of purchasing this animal in 16th and 17th century England, one guinea. These people may have bought the guinea pig for one guinea, and hence they were named this. But then some others say that the animals, when they were carried from European markets to ships in ports in Guinea, that is when the name started to stick. It is also possible that some people were mispronouncing the word Guyana, from which guinea pigs were often collected. One more theory is that they are named after the class of ships that transported them. These ships were known as guinea men. Now, why it is that there are so many things referred to as guineas, while also being closely associated with this animal, is some strange coincidence, making it tremendously difficult for us to know why they are called this. But perhaps you have your dogmatic opinion on the matter. I will choose to remain blissfully ignorant as to which one is exactly the case. The second part of their name seems to be a little bit more concrete, with its origination with Europeans, who compared the sound of the guinea pig to that of the pig. Now, as to what they were called before this, I don't know. As we can see, etymology can be a very messy process. It is like trying to piece together a puzzle in which sometimes pieces are entirely missing, and so you have to guess what the original puzzle was supposed to look like. But that is the nature of human language. It changes, and it changes frequently. New slang, words change meaning, and that's what gives us the tremendous diversity of languages today. And now let us move on to the review of the episode. This review comes from LunaFox11, who wrote all the way from Canada, Canada represent. And Luna writes, "I love animals, and this podcast lets me know more about them. Love it." Well, Luna, you are a master of the short and sweet. You love animals, and this podcast helps you to know more. I thank you for taking the time to leave this review, and I'm so glad that you are a part of what makes Relax with Animal Facts so special. If the show helps you at all, leaving a short and sweet review, or if you want, a long and bitter one, is greatly encouraged. It helps the show get better, it helps it to grow, and it only takes a couple of minutes. To request an animal for a future episode, you can do so by going to relaxwithanimalfacts.com and clicking on the animal request tab. If you would like to reach out to me, Steph Wolf, for any other reason, you can do so by sending an email to relaxwithanimalfacts@gmail.com or by going to Instagram and going to the account relaxwithanimalfacts. You can feel free to send me a message there too. For 4 extra Relax with Animal Facts episodes every month, giving you double the facts and relaxation, you can go to patreon.com/relaxwithanimalfacts. For $1 a month, that's about 3 cents per day, you can get access to all of that. There's no obligation, you can try it out and get access to more than 40 episodes, and if it's not for you, you can cancel at any time. A huge shout out to George Vlad for the ambiances that were used in today's episode. His work is linked in the description or the show notes, and I greatly encourage you to go check him out. The resources used in the making of this episode come from Britannica.com, MentalFloss.com, and EtymOnline.com. I have also left those in the description, and if you would like to learn more about the guinea pig and other stuff, you can check those resources out. A creature that is near and dear to so many of you out there. They can bring so much joy by their lovableness, and there is a reason why they are a domesticated species. And for those of you who currently own a guinea pig, I hope you got to learn a little bit more about them. Thank you all for joining me on this adventure, and I look forward to seeing you on the next episode with the next animal. Take care.